begin today with the image, picture, or paradigm of the end of your life as your frame of reference or the criterion by which everything else is examined. Each part of your life, today's behavior, tomorrow's behavior, next week's behavior, next month's behavior, can be examined in the context of the whole, of what really matters most to you. Welcome to lesson number 5. This is Dean Bakari, and today's topic is habit number 2, begin with the end in mind. Now, beginning with the end in mind tells us that all things are created twice. The carpenter's rule, measure twice, cut once. In the same respect, everything else works the same way. We create things two times, first in your mind, second in physical reality. All of us, individuals, families, teams, organizations, we all shape our own future by creating a mental vision and purpose for any project, any endeavor, anything that we want. We don't just live day to day without a clear purpose in mind. We mentally identify and commit ourselves to the principles, values, relationships, and purposes that are most meaningful to us, that matter most to us. So beginning with the end in mind is about letting how you want to be remembered guide your thoughts and your actions on a day-to-day basis. And for habit 2, in the book, Covey guides us through this pretty intense exercise that can really be a game changer for you if you approach it wholeheartedly. You want to know what it is? Get ready for it. Picture yourself at your own funeral. Really pause and think about that for a moment. What would you like to be remembered for by everyone that comes to your funeral? What would you hope to hear each person say about you? How about the side conversations that happen? People are remembering you, sharing stories about you, thinking about different memories with you. What would you like them to say? If you really pause and do this exercise, and we'll go over it again at the actionable insights for this lesson. But if you just take a second or two right now and think about that, it can really shake you up and put things into perspective for you. Because oftentimes, look, we get so busy with life. We get so busy with work. We get so busy pursuing goals that we tend to forget about the values and people that matter most to us. We forget about who we really want to be and how we want to affect the people in our lives. And beginning with the end in mind gives you a different perspective. It helps you keep your values front and center. Speaking of which, let's talk about values. You know, it's counterproductive to set and manage goals before you clarify your values. Because values help us decide what we want to do, what we don't want to do. So you want to practice beginning each day thinking about your values. Because that way, when things get tough, things get rough, the decisions you make are more likely to be based on those values rather than emotions or judgments. Rather than taking a reactionary approach, you're beginning with the end in mind. You're taking a more effective approach when you live by your values. But of course, that requires first developing your values, identifying your values in the first place. A good way to do that is to develop a personal mission statement that expresses what you want to be and do, who you want to be about. And this statement, if it's based on your values, can become a decision-making tool for you. It can help you determine what matters, what doesn't. When people are sending opportunities your way and providing different opportunities to you that might seem interesting, this might seem like a good thing to do, that might seem like a good thing to do, you might get offered a job in an unrelated field. But if you just stop for a moment and you think, okay, is this in line with my mission, with my purpose, with my why? If it is, okay, maybe I'll consider it. But if it's not, boom, that's it. Easy no. You get what I mean? So you want to develop a mission statement, and we're going to go over that in the exercise for this lesson. But essentially what you want to do is when you're doing your mission statement, when you're creating it, it's going to help you determine what you want the center of your life to be. Because, you know, many people they put their family or their spouse or their kids or money or religion or enemies or themselves at the center of their lives, and they end up feeling unfulfilled and unproductive and unhappy because they're not starting with the principles, right? And a principle-centered life is one that allows you to achieve real self-awareness and real knowledge that's not tainted by the attitudes and behaviors of other people. So identifying what matters most to you and then managing yourself to support those values is beginning with the end in mind, and it'll lead you to higher levels of productivity and happiness. When your life is centered on strong principles, you'll feel a sense of security in the knowledge that those principles are unchanging, no matter what circumstances you encounter. And this sense of security allows you to embrace rather than fear change. And Covey tells us that you can't change without a changeless core inside of you, meaning when things are going crazy around you and different things are happening, the economy's going down the drain and different things might not be going the way that you want them to, or something comes and unexpected comes and shakes things up for you, something scary occurs, a loved one might get injured, or you might get injured, or you might end up facing some sort of financial crisis, or something crazy happens. And when those things happen, it's most important for you to start with your values, because that helps you get back to your center. It centers you, it calms you, and it allows you to make smart decisions that are based on your values. So centering on principles provides guidance, and you're able to look at your life more as a whole when you center on principles and values, rather than a series of situations that you've just got to deal with. Instead of having to put out fires, you can look at your life as a whole, and that can help you be proactive, and it can help you make healthier decisions based on your principles rather than emotions. So becoming centered on principles allows you to look at the world in a different way. It allows you to look at the world in a wiser way, and you'll begin to wonder, right, what you can start doing for other people instead of worrying only about getting ahead yourself. Because look, each of us has a paradigm that affects all of our behaviors and all of our thoughts. And if you choose to shift to a principle-centered paradigm, you'll see your life and the world very differently. And this will help you keep your values and vision for your life at the forefront of everything that you do. Let me give you some actionable insights for this lesson. Number one, ask yourself, what do I want people to say about me at my funeral? Ask yourself that. Take out your workbook if you would, please, and start jotting it down. Write down your answer to that question. What do I want people to say about me at my funeral? Seriously, do it. Give yourself a moment. Because by writing out your own eulogy, you're simultaneously creating a personal mission statement, your blueprint for how you'd like your life to be, how you'd like to live your life. For example, if you want to be known as a thought leader with a killer golf game and a generous family man that takes his friends to Fiji, then hey, be those things. Be those things. Number two, create your mission statement. Perhaps the best way to begin with the end in mind is to create your very own mission statement. That is your philosophy for life, your big why. Let me give you a couple examples of mission statements to get you going. So one mission statement for an organization might be, right, we help busy people get more knowledge in less time. Boom, that's it. That's our mission statement at one of my companies. Now, my own personal mission statement, to give you an example for an individual, here's mine: to inspire and educate people everywhere to achieve their goals and improve their lives. Boom. So, what are your values? Sit down, think about it, figure it out. Identify who you want to become and live in alignment and integrity with those values. And before you know it, you're going to be turning them into virtues, which are values in action. And at the end of this lesson, there's a field for you, right, to draft your own mission statement. It's in your workbook. You can write physically with a pen or pencil and, you know, print out the workbook and do it, or you can just type right inside the fields. Now, let me give you some more tips to get started. Now, as you're doing your mission statement, you want to think about the roles that you play in your life and what goals you have for each role. Right? It's likely that you've got several different personal roles, at least one professional role, and possibly even some important community roles. You want to write about who you want to be about in each role and what values would best guide you to be the best version of yourself in each of those roles as well. And you can choose, by the way, to have different mission statements for different roles of your life, or you can choose to live by one simple mission statement. So go ahead and get started now. I'm not going to let you go here. I really want to stress that the moment you finish up each of these lessons, please pause for a moment. Give yourself just 5 or 10 minutes to really crank out the exercises, because I'm a huge believer in the notion of never leaving a new idea or a new goal untouched. Because look, you know the old saying, strike while the iron's hot. You don't want to let it cool off. If it cools off, it's going to be less exciting. You might let it go. You might forget about it. A fresh idea needs to be acted upon immediately. A new goal needs to be acted upon immediately, right? So what I mean by that is this. A lot of times we learn new things. We get all pumped up about putting them into motion, but then we neglect to take action. The most important part, don't neglect to create your mission statement. This is crucial for the 7 habits. And the key to getting it done is getting it out of your head and getting started. Don't overthink it. It's not set in stone. It's a living document of sorts. You can always modify and enhance later on. Just use this workbook. Open it up right now if you can. Of course, if you're driving, that's not really the best thing to do. But if you've got some quiet time, some private space, pull out your workbook and just draft your first mission statement if you don't already have one. And I'll see you again in our next lesson, which is on habit number 3, put first things first.